I want to speak today to the person who's done the work, not the person who's avoiding healing, and not the person who doesn't believe change is possible. I want to speak to the person who's been on the path for years, who's sat in circles, they've read books, they've done therapy, they've tried different modalities, both natural remedies and conventional remedies. They can map their patterns with precision and trace their wounds to their origins, and who quietly in moments that they don't want to admit wonder, why am I still here? Why does the same pattern keep running? How much more work does this take? That question is not a sign of failure. It's one of the most important questions one can ask on the healing path. And today I want to offer an answer that most people never receive, not because it's hidden, but because it requires a level of honesty that is genuinely difficult. And the answer is this: at some point on the healing path, the transformation became the identity. And when that happens, the very thing meant to free you begins to hold you in place. Today in Ask Dr. Gill, I want to talk about this particular dynamic. I'll call it the shadow of the alchemist. So stay tuned. Hello and welcome to Ask Dr. Gill. I am your host, Dr. Gill Winkleman. And today on the podcast, I want to talk about the alchemist archetype specifically, although other archetypes have a similar dynamic potentially. And this is an aspect of shadow, of things as they arise, they're hidden, and they're probably trying to protect us from something, and that's what we're going to talk about today. So in the framework we've been building together, and I've been talking about this on the show, the alchemist is the person who is ready for root-level change. They have a very high capacity. They're transformationally oriented. They're willing to go where the work leads. And this is a rare and genuinely powerful place to be. Most people spend years building the capacity that an alchemist already has. The alchemist can hold really difficult material without feeling overwhelmed with it, without becoming flooded. They can stay present in the fire. But every archetype has a shadow, and in the alchemist, that is a very subtle thing because it looks like a virtue, but it's not. It looks like commitment. It looks like depth. It looks like the seriousness of healing. But underneath it, there's something that shifted. The healing journey, which was a path towards freedom initially, quietly became how the person began to know themselves. They were the seeker identity, or the wounded healer identity, or the person who was always in transformation, ever becoming. But they never quite arrived. And the shadow of the alchemist is not resistance to transformation. It is an addiction to the process of transformation. And it keeps what the destination is out of reach. So how does this form? How does the shadow appear? What is it that makes this happen? Well, to understand this, you have to go back to the start of the path. And most people who become serious about healing do so because there's something that feels broken and something that broke open. So, you know, oftentimes people will go through a health crisis, or they'll have a relationship and a moment of life where they're living became impossible to sustain for whatever reason, either because of circumstances or because something they knew inside wasn't right. And in that breaking open, they found something extraordinary. They found that looking inward brought something to them. There's something that was fulfilling by that. And understanding their pattern shifted something. And that depth brought relief. It brought meaning. It brought connection, things to the surface, things that the surface life didn't provide. And so they went deeper and deeper. And the path became not just a tool for healing and self-exploration, it became the way they've organized their lives. And this can be very beautiful, by the way. And I don't want to knock it, but this is also where the shadow can enter. It doesn't enter dramatically, which makes it difficult to see. It happens through some very reasonable choices. You find a community inside the work. It's the people who understand you most deeply because they're on a similar path. Their language and your language becomes the language of healing. And your calendar might get filled with various things that are related to that. Retreats, practices, therapies, structures. Nothing is wrong with this, by the way. And it can make complete sense. But here's the danger. Without anyone intending it, the story you tell yourself begins to center around that wound. Not the healed version, not the freed version, the one that's still in process, that's still becoming, that's still working on the next layer. So when someone asks you, how are you? The answer has more to do with where you are in the work as opposed to what is actually going on in your life. And this is a moment to start pausing and looking at this, because the question, how is the work going? And how are you, had become the same question. That's where the self and the process of transforming the self merged. It's no longer a clear distinction between who you are and what you are healing. And this happens because of a very quiet calculation in the nervous system, which is, if being in transformation keeps me safe, connected, and having meaning, then completing the transformation becomes a threat. Now, this is not something that we are usually conscious of, but the body knows this. The body understands this, and it organizes around this very calculation. And the pattern returns just before completion, the new relationship that reactivates the old wound at the moment of real intimacy, the health symptom that might resurface when life is really going well, or you book a new workshop or do a new ayahuasca retreat before you've really fully integrated the last one. These aren't failures of commitment. They are the shadow doing its job, which is to protect the identity that has come to depend on the journey never ending. So there's three signs that the shadow might be running through your system, in your system. The first one is you know your pattern better than you live differently. In other words, there's a gap, and you know it, between your understanding and your daily experience. You can describe the issues that you might have, either with your attachment style or how your nervous system responds or your family system's dynamic. And you know this, and then you cannot do anything about it. So understanding has become a substitute for changing the situation. You've taken the map and replaced the territory with the map. The second sign is healing has become a primary source of your identity and community. Now, I talked about that a little bit ago. The people you are closest to are going through similar work, and they're on a similar journey. And your primary self story involves the wounds, the recovery, and the transformation. It's always in process. When you imagine yourself without the healing journey, you don't know who you are. And that's not a character flaw. That's very human. And it's interesting. It's like the hero goes out on a quest, and they don't return with the fire for everybody else because they won't know what they're going to do after they do that. This is worth noticing. And the third sign is there's always a reason the real change hasn't happened. You think there's one more workshop you need to do, one more session, one more layer. When you integrate something, you'll be ready. When I've healed this last piece, then I can start my life. The horizon keeps moving, not because the work isn't real, but because something beneath the work has decided that the arriving at it isn't safe. The shadow of the alchemist does not fear the work. It fears what comes after the work is finished. It fears the ordinary life after transformation. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to talk about on the second half of the show what completion actually requires. So stay tuned. Hello and welcome back to Ask Dr. Gill. I am your host, Dr. Gill Winkelman. And before we jump back into our program, I just want to remind people that if you have any comments or questions, feel free to send me an email to info@askdrgill.com. And today we're talking about the shadow side of the alchemist and how that keeps people trapped in always wanting to transform and change and never getting to the destination. It's the incomplete hero or heroine journey. So here's what I want to say clearly before going forward, because it's not said often enough, I think. At some point, healing work isn't about going deeper. It's about landing. And landing is not necessarily another insight. It's about changing the day-to-day. It's about tolerating the changes. What you choose changes. What you no longer participate in becomes clear, not because you decided it intellectually, but because you've reorganized around something different. And the alchemist who has spent years in transformation, most of the time has done what they need to do to transform. The somatic awareness is there, the understanding is there, but what's missing is the integration. It's not about discovery, but allowing what has been discovered to reorganize in the system and how they live. And this is a very different type of work. It's quieter, it's less dramatic. It often is more uncomfortable than deep dives, because it requires showing up in an ordinary way as the change person rather than continuing to become the change person. It reminds me of the Buddha saying, before enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. And after enlightenment, chop wood and carry water. It requires tolerating both the familiar and the unfamiliar. The familiar in the sense of what is mundane in your life, and the unfamiliar of not being in a crisis, not having a wound or something to organize yourself around. This is the final alchemical threshold, not another layer of shadow work, but the courage to inhabit the life that the shadow work has pointed to. And this is the phase of the rewrite, the signal that is designed to hold. Not about discovery. It's about the transition from what you already understand begins to understand and integrate and how to live that. It's not a deep dive, but a container for integration. And I'm putting this together. It's a 12 weeks of structured, supported practice of becoming the person your deep work has revealed. I'm going to be starting it in September. I'm still finalizing the dates and trying to figure out what to do with the various holiday weekends. And if this is something that is familiar or uncomfortable, I want you to be the first to know about this. And there's a link to join a wait list in the show notes that I'll put up, and I'll be putting up the information as well. So before I leave you, I want to leave you with three questions, something to feel. You're going to ask it and feel it and not analyze it, because this is part of the work. And I want you to ask, who would you be if you were no longer healing? And what would your daily life look like if the transformation you've been seeking was already complete? And is there any part of you, be honest now, that finds the prospect more frightening than relieving? Your answers to those questions are more informative than anything I can share with you. The shadow of the alchemist is not a problem to be solved. It is the last guardian on your path, testing whether you are ready to receive what the healing elixir is, where the journey was already leading you toward. You've done the work. The question is, are you willing to let it be done, to be complete? Transformation, by the way, is not a destination you arrive at. It is a life you begin living when you stop using the journey as a place to hide. So I just want to make a quick call out. If you haven't taken the archetype quiz yet, it's askdrgill.com/archetype-quiz. I'll put the link on the show notes. This is a good time to do it. It's going to take maybe 10 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes. It looks like a lot of questions, but it's pretty fast going through it. And this will help you figure out what your next steps are on your healing path. And if it will be interesting if you want to comment in the notes or on social media what you received, what the answer was for you, and whether it feels like it fits. Next week, I'm going to turn towards how your archetype shapes not just your health, but your relationships, why you keep attracting some similar dynamics, and how this relates to your nervous system. Until then, notice the moment you reach for the next thing and ask whether you're moving forward or circling. Thank you so much for joining me, and I look forward to seeing you next time.